I'd like to call your attention over to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 reads this way. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again we come before your throne, thanking you again for the privilege of being able to be called your people, your redeemed, Lord, by your blood, because of what you did for us many years ago on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for the eternal life that you've purchased. Lord, tonight we desire to honor and glorify you and to reflect on that great price, that great gift that was paid and given to each and every believer. Bless your word, bless your people tonight, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is simply, "This Do in Remembrance of Me." This Do in Remembrance of Me. And we definitely want to remember the Lord in many other things, but especially tonight on the price that he paid for our eternal life. And so as we consider this portion of Scripture, he goes on there in verse 25 and he says, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is now the testament of in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now we picked Wednesday night tonight simply because it is just before the resurrection, and that's the way the disciples did it as well. The Lord is the Lamb of God, the real Passover, amen. And because of that, we have eternal life. And so here he says, make sure that when you do this, that you do this in remembrance of me. And so verse 26 also says, "For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." So we're showing the Lord's death, but we also have the hope, not the I hope so hope, but the hope we rest in that he's coming again. Amen. And listen, if you're indwelt, you know, if you're a believer, if you're born again, you know. Listen, in order to understand the Word of God, everybody has to have a BA degree. Did you know that? And BA stands for born again. Amen? You cannot understand the Word of God without a BA degree that the Lord gives to you. Amen? And that means you have to be born again. And because of the eternal life, God says, listen, you know he's coming again. You're indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and he confirms that his return is at hand. Amen? Listen, we ought to occupy until he comes, but may we walk expectantly that he can come at any moment. And so we do remember his death, and we also remember that he is coming again there, as we considered there in verse 26. Verse 27 says this, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh," listen to this, "damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." In other words, taking these things as just being flippant. "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." That means many have died. The Lord judged them. "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." And so what I would like to do is just take a few moments here. I'll go ahead and close us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne, thanking you again for your mercy and for your grace. And Lord, for this opportunity that we have here tonight to commemorate what you've done for us, what you've given to us concerning our eternal life that you've purchased. Again, we ask your blessings as we participate in observing the Lord's Supper and as we continue to live by your grace, Lord, and be the witnesses and a testimony that you've called us to be to for your honor and glory to the lost world and to one another. So bless as we continue to observe the Lord's Supper.